Okay, I want to be honest with you. This picture is, I am so happy with this picture. And I don't say that all the time. I'm kind of my own worst critic when it comes to my photography because I seem to always focus on little imperfections. And this picture, I really like it. And I know it's just a cheapo filter set, but my goodness, I never thought that I would be able to get a picture like this. The yellows are the colors are so rich and the subject is so sharp and in focus. And clearly you can see the context here. There's a flower and these are the little anthers that carry pollen on the flower. And just the ability to take this picture was so far out of my grasp years ago, even months ago, probably. And I just feel like the whole point of me doing this weekly 50 blog is to improve my own photography. That was my goal in setting up several, like 4 years ago, was to give me a reason to keep shooting photos constantly, lest I leave my camera on the shelf. And I've learned so many things about photography, about depth of field, about controlling my camera to get the images I want, about composition, framing, about telling a story. I've learned so much such that when I got my set of close-up filters and was taking out and playing around with it, I knew that I wanted this shot. And I was looking for flowers that looked like this, and I knew that this was the kind of picture I was chasing after. And I finally had the tools to sort of make it happen. Even though they're kind of like fake tools. It's not a real macro lens, but I finally was able to get the equipment that I needed to make something like this happen. And I found this flower and I took a few pictures from a couple different angles and I'm playing around with different camera settings. I purposely shot at f/8, which I didn't know would a while ago, I didn't know that shooting at f/8 would be useful for a photo like this. I thought you would need a super wide aperture. Well, you don't. Because the wide apertures get uncontrollable, small depth of field. But anyway, I'm shooting pictures of this flower like this. And this one, it just worked. And I was so pleased with how it turned out. I don't know. I feel like this is now the third week that I've put a macro picture up. And I'm not a macro guy, I'm not a macro photographer, but it sure is fun playing around with this. And I feel like I'm learning so much and I'm kind of rediscovering some of the joys of photography just by getting these cheapo little filters. And it's been so cool to play around with them and to see the kind of pictures that I've thought about, but I always imagined were beyond my grasp. And here, this is kind of an example of, no, I can do this. And you can too. I don't want to make this about me. You can do this too. Keep that camera in your hands instead of on the shelf. Take pictures, play around with it, learn to control it, and you will find yourself making the types of photos that you see in your mind or that you see in other people's blogs. You will find yourselves doing the same thing as well.